Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We've got Andrew Giorgio from the TAB. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Cozzy.
Ray Thomas joins us. Hello, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, look, good meeting this, isn't it? With perfect weather in Sydney, hardly a cloud in the sky, 23 degrees today, Sean. Track in perfect condition. And a pretty significant meeting with James McDonald needing just that one winner to bring up the 100 wins for the season. And he'll be the first jockey to achieve that feat since Darren Beedman 11 years ago. So looking forward to seeing if J-Mac can get the job done today, Sean.
Too right. And Paul Joyce, hello, Paul.
Yes, hello, Sean. G'day, Ray. G'day, everybody. It's a good meeting, isn't it, Ray? It's a nice warm day. We have to Warwick Farm, big milestone for J-Mac. And hearing him interviewed by Sean this morning, I don't have Olympic in my numbers in the first, Ray, but he gave it a huge push. So maybe he might start the day off on a winning note and knock it over in the first.
All right, now the first. And let's have a look and see. We've got a full field of 14.
Yeah, Bandersnatch is at $6.50. Macambo is at $7.50, along with Antonio Padre. Olympic, $5. Rari, $5.50. St. Ambrose, $4.80. Galaxy, $41. Witchblade, 200-1. Peralta, $41. Bacchus, $21. $251 for Atomic Bomb. Dodecanesis at $61. Dorothy of Oz, $7.50. And Gypsy Snitz is a $19 chance. Well, most of the money in this race, boys, has focused on numbers 5 and 6. Rari was as much as $8 at one stage in betting, now into $5.50. And St. Ambrose, $5.50 to $4.80. Our traders are keeping it very safe in the market.
Yeah, speed in the first, I mean, it should be solid enough. We've got a big field of two-year-olds. But on paper, Dorothy of Oz probably leads. Bandersnatch led throughout win at Newcastle. He rolls forward. I can't really find too much other pace there, but I'm sure a couple of these lightly raced horses will roll forward, Ray. So I would expect a genuine tempo, but nothing furious in the first.
And that'll suit Olympic, Paul. I've actually gone for him in the first and to give J-Mac that 100th winner. Like, I know he's had just over a month between runs, but his two runs back have indicated he's a colt looking for 1,400 metres. He hit the line nicely at Gosford, his most recent start over 1,200, doing his best work late, finishing third to Iskander. Has had a nice trial in between. The blinkers go on today, Paul, so it'll be interesting to see just if he settles a little bit closer than he has done in his three starts so far. But he's a colt by Medagliadoro out of a street cry man. Everything he's done so far in his short career suggests 1,400 metres will really suit him. And with that tempo that Paul predicted, I think everything plays into the hands of 4 Olympic to get the job done here. 6, St. Ambrose. I did like his second up effort behind Diamond, Thunder and Hulk. I'm certain that's a strong form race. And he hit the line nicely that day, St. Ambrose. Drawn a little awkwardly, Paul. So he may need a touch of luck in running, but he should run a strong 1,400. The horse you mentioned, Bandersnatch, that was an impressive win at Newcastle last start. He ticked that 1,400-metre box in a big way, leading throughout, dominating, running a pretty fast closing sectional to win by a margin. So he's definitely one to watch. And 2, Macambo. I just like the way he really hit the line late in that 1,400-metre race at Kembla last start. Only his second run, broke his maiden well, looks a horse with a future. But 4 Olympic, the horse to beat in the first. 4, 6, 1 and 2.
Yeah, Ray, look, I've gone with 1, 2, 6 and 5. I'm with Bandersnatch here. I mean, he beat the older horses there at Newcastle. Mm. He ran time, as you said, came home in 33.9, and he won by 5.5 lengths. So back against fellow two-year-olds on pace. I don't think the weight will be a problem. He looks a big, strong horse, and he's got better every time he's gone to the races. So I'm happy to gamble on him to repeat the dose. And if he can sit outside the leader here, and I'll be very comfortable when they turn for home if Grant Buckley shakes the reins and he finds a couple of lengths. Macambo, just where he gets to in the run, the query, but I agree with you, Ray. Massive win at Kembla last start at 1,400. Really charged through the line, and you'd expect him to get further this son of deep field. And if he can get some breaks, I think he can definitely be in the finish. The 6, St. Ambrose, I've liked both his starts, in particular his last start behind Diamond Thunder. He was never on the track and stuck on really well. It was a brave effort. And I'm putting in number 5, Rari, in my top 4. Didn't get a lot of room in the straight on debut behind Reloaded, who's a horse I've got a good opinion of at Randwick. And he was only beaten a length, and he really charge through the line late. So I think the 1400 will suit him. And of course, I've left Olympic out, but I've been warned. J-Mac said the blinkers going on could be the key, and the 1400 obviously what he's looking for. So I'll keep that in mind when I'm putting on my trifectas. But my numbers here, 1, 2, 6, and 5.
All right. Now, race two, we take out the 7 wrecks.
Ula Saba is at $12. Bergen, $2.90. Plenty at $4. Quick Nick, $10. Bentley Magic, $9.50. Smart Horse, $2.90. And Ms. Rodart is at $21. Very, very good move this morning, guys, for Smart Horse. $4, best price available at around about 9 a.m. now into $2.90. And that makes it equal favourite with Bergen, who's gone $2.50 out to that current $2.90 quote.
It's an interesting move, Andrew, because speed-wise in this race, it really is up in the air. We've got Plenty engaged, who threw all speed maps up in the air last start when he ripped along and led by about 5 lengths, and Huey Bowman just couldn't seem to get him to come back underneath him. So J-Mac will have that task today off a wide gate. But then you've got this horse like Smart Horse, who's been showing good pace down in Melbourne. Quick Nick, a real speedster as well. Ula Saba likes to lead. So on paper, this could be the fireworks up front, Ray, but very often it doesn't quite work out that way, particularly in smallish fields when only needs one or two others to decide they won't press forward, and all of a sudden that fireworks tempo doesn't result.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, wouldn't it, Paul? I've gone with a 3 Plenty, another one for James McDonald here. I thought he was super first up a couple of weeks ago at the Warwick Farm midweeks. As you said, Paul, he seemed to almost take charge of Huey Bowman. He was so fresh that day first up since he won at Canterbury back in January when significantly he led throughout. But he was first up at the 1300. He was very brave later, though, getting tired. He hung on for second. A promising horse in Real. I mean, Ruby did just that and reeled him in late to win. But I thought Plenty will take a lot of benefit out of that run. Maybe that's just knocked the freshness out of him. He hopefully will come back underneath J-Mac, whether he leads or sits outside Smart Horse. He'll be up on speed. And if he can run up to that first up effort, I think he's the one to beat here. Paul, I was taken by the win of Bentley Magic at Gosford last start. Gee, I thought he hit the line well. He was first up from the spill, was buried back in the ruck, weaved his way through and unleashed late. It was a really solid performance. This is a step up again, but he looks like a colt going places. I'm throwing him in as the main danger. The move for Smart Horse doesn't surprise me. Paul, whenever Brent Stanley brings horses up from Victoria, they invariably run well here in Sydney, and I'm keeping a big watch on Smart Horse. Only been to the races twice. He won his maiden on debut by a huge margin, then stepped up to the Bendigo Guineas, and probably things didn't go quite his way that day. That was at 1400. Back to the 1300, drawn the one gate, should hold the fence. He'll be hard to beat. And 2, Bergen, can't knock him. 2 from 2. He's been tough in both his wins. Gear change today for Bergen with the blinkers going on. And as I said, you just can't knock what he's done so far in his career. Interesting race to second. 3 Plenty for mine on top. 3, 5, 6, and 2.
Yeah, sure. It is a really interesting race. I've gone 4, 2, 6, 3. I'm happy to have something on Quick Nick, the 4. Just sort of hoping that there aren't fireworks up front, because I think Quick Nick, if he can somehow find the lead here, he'll give them plenty to catch. He held on well to win at Wyong last start. He's got to go back 4 starts when he won at Scone by 5 lengths. But they're the last 2 runs he's had on good tracks. He just doesn't seem to fire on the soft and heavy. So he's got the right going there today. With 2 kilos off of Robbie Dolan, only 58. He's rock hard fit. And I just think the 1300, he may be able to get a few of these off the bit. But number 2, Bergen. Interesting that John O'Shea has put those blinkers on, Ray. 2 starts, 2 wins, and you get the blinkers added. But when I watched the replay of his last win at Newcastle, he just took a while to put them away. And I think John probably expects there is more there, and we might see that today with those blinkers going on. And obviously 3 kilos off of Billy Owen could be a master stroke. Number 6, Smart Horse. Well, you're really going where there's smoke, there's fire. They backed him to win a listed race at his second start. Yeah. Now, it didn't work out. Things went wrong. He got beaten a long way. But I think you've got to respect that betting move and obviously his debut effort where he won by 5. And number 3, Plenty. Look, I'm not sure where to put him, Ray. I don't know what he's going to do. If he comes out and over races like he did the other day, I don't think he could win. But as you said, that may have just been a fresh thing and he might have run that out of his system by now. And if J-Mac can harness his energy, he can certainly win. So it really is an interesting race. I don't even have Ula Sabre in the numbers. You don't have it in, Ray. And his last start was a Group 2 race in Perth. So
it's a nice horse, yeah.
Very interesting, very interesting race. 4, 2, 6, and 3 for me.
All right, we go then to the third and take out 6 Flying Piero.
Here we have $7.50 for the toppy Fun Fact. Perfect Pitch is at 5, 18 Carat at 10. Time Raid, $3.30. Rex, $4. Foxy's Foxinator is at 16. Northern Voyage, $6.50. And Mookarina, you can have $10 about the bottom one. Well, guys, there has been a nice move in the last half hour for Northern Voyage. It's gone $8.50 into $6.50. Was as much as $11 when the market first opened. Outside of that, Time Raid has been a notable firmer ever since the market opened. $4.60 into $3.20.
Interesting, Andrew, because I've got there the two on-pace runners. Probably Northern Voyage most would expect to take up the running, and Time Raid probably works across the city outside him. So punters may be thinking the on-pace runners can dominate here, but you do have some chance of pressure through the likes of Rex, Perfect Pitch, even Foxy's Foxinator. So not sure. I think it'll be a genuinely run mile race.
Yeah, I found this one of the trickier races of the day, Paul. Is you can almost make a case for all eight runners, and I've gone a little wide here with the 9, Mookarina. He won the Guineas Prelude at Wagga 2 runs back, and then last start, you could argue, he was unlucky running third behind Commander. He was in the position to strike on the turn, but he just couldn't get clear galloping room. Christian Reeve tries, he might, just couldn't find the gap through with Mookarina. He had to switch off heels and get to the outside. He charged late to run third. It was a really good effort, and he'll go around to $10 here in an open race. I just think he's worth the gamble. He's a horse in form, lightweight, will run the trip, should be hard to beat. I thought 7 Foxy's Foxinator was a chance here too, Paul. He's been racing at the provincial, the bush meetings, but going particularly well. And last start was just edged out by Camisel and Scenic Sight at Port Macquarie, and that form has held up. Again, he's at odds here, but with the lightweight Robbie Dolan's claim, he's not out of this race at all. 2 Perfect Pitch comes out of the Wagga Guineas. Look, she sat outside leader that day and had her chance and finished a close fourth. Mookarina ran her down late for the minor prize, but she's back on her home track. Bit of a gear change here. The blinker's coming off, and she hasn't put in a bad run all prep, so she'll be thereabouts here. And the favourite 4, Time Raid, not knocking him at all. He's 3 runs back at the provincials primarily. Have all been excellent efforts, and here he is up against his own age, looking well-placed. Tough race this, Paul. I thought 9, Mookarina at the odds, might be worth a gamble in an open race, race 3. 9, 7, 2, and 4.
And I'm thinking along the exact same lines as you, Ray. I think something small on Mookarina is the way I'll play the race. 9, 4, 2, and 8. Look, you've made the right points with her, really. I mean, I think you could go back to her fourth in the Canberra Guineas. That's a listed race behind Final Award, Laburnum, and Major Wager. She didn't have a lot of luck that day, and so that sort of stamped her on the radar. And then she's come out and won the Guineas Prelude. You could definitely argue she should have won the Wagga Guineas. If she'd got out of the top of the straight, she certainly makes things interesting. So she could be coming here with outstanding form for a benchmark 68, and she maps to get the gun run. I think she'll just lob in behind this genuine tempo, and Christian Reeve, hopefully this time, he'll be able to find the out. And if he does, I think she gets her chance to win. The 4 Time Raid, he's just tough. He's only missed a place once in his... Well, he's only missed the Quinella once from 6 starts, and that's when he came out bucking. So he'll be there, you'd think, fighting this out right to the line. The 2 Perfect Pitch comes through the Wagga Guineas as well, and she ran her race in patches there. Maybe it was the soft 7. So getting back on a firmer track, on a home track, wouldn't surprise me if she'd bounce back. And number 8, Northern Voyage, the horse that has been back there, Andrew gave us the lead in there before. And if he can control the tempo off his first up win over a mile, I'm sure he'll be very hard to catch. But it just depends how much pressure he has to absorb up front. 9, 4, 2, and 8 in the third.
Now the fourth player, one Sophonies Lad and 8 Hostquin Epinui.
Yeah, we have Bajan Gold at $3. Soldier of Love at 5. Angel of Heaven, $5.50. California Longbow, $8. Concessions, $31. Exploitations, $34. Mrs. Madrid, $5.50. Cleverly, $14. Everly Girl, $71. Loves to Rock, $14. By Design is at 100-1. And Chief Kidder is a $17 chance. Well, Bajan Gold has been the most popular runner in terms of money taken, $3.80 into $3. But one of the more notable firmers here has been California Longbow. $12 when the market first opened, and today $9.50 into $8.
Yeah, speed in these races, it's always a little bit of a lottery. One thing's for sure, something tends to make a move around the 800-metre mark in these races week after week. And, Ray, they've thrown up some rough results. The last two meetings here, I think the rank outsider saluted. But today I'd expect Soldier of Love to lead, Angel of Heaven handy. Mrs. Madrid probably works across from a wide gate. And apart from that, Ray, it's a bit up in the air for me.
Yeah, with 12 runners, Paul, I'm hoping they generate at least a genuine tempo, because I'm going back with the top weight Bayesian Gold. Look, I know he's been costly for punters, and he was again at Hawkesbury at the standalone when, to be fair, his run was solid. They sort of sprinted home that day at the end of the 2100, but he got a long way back mathematically on times he couldn't win. So I thought his effort to run fourth, beaten a length and three quarters, was pretty good under the circumstances. And then Free Fly 2, who won that day, came out and franked the form next start. So, look, I think Bayesian Gold, if you've backed in recently, you've probably been burned a few times, but today is the day for him. I think he ticks all the boxes. He's rock-hard fit. And if the tempo is genuine enough, if he does tend to get back, he should be running home hard, Bayesian Gold. I've got him on top here. I thought 10 Cleverly was an improving type from the Team Hawks stable. This mare, she was going to win clearly at Wyong. Just got tired a little bit late. The Boomerang fought back well, but she got the job done. She was only third up that day. She was at 2,100 metres, so she'll be even fitter again, and drops to 53.5, an improving mare on the up. Similarly, number four, Angel of Heaven. Look, I know she got all the favours at Newcastle last start, but she was third up that day at the 1890, gets out to 2,200 metres now. She's putting together a very good record, three wins from just five starts, and she's an improver. And similarly, three, Soldier of Love. Can't knock his form, Paul. He's won three and placed second his last five starts. Rock hard fit, drawn the inside gate, gets run of the race stuff. But one, Bayesian Gold. If you've backed him recently, give him one more chance. This does look his race for mine. 1, 10, 4, and 3 in race four.
All right, Ray, for such an open sort of race, we've got the same four numbers in the first four, so we might box these up and split the dividend. I've gone 4, 1, 10, and 3. Angel of Heaven was my top pick. I just think she's got that upside over most of these. She's only had the five starts, as you mentioned, three wins. She's definitely going to run the trip, I would expect, on what I've seen of her last start at Newcastle, and I think she'll be in the first three or four, which tends to be the right spot to be around here. So I'm going to go with the four, Angel of Heaven, just ahead of Bayesian Gold. Just the price probably is the only turning point with me here. The market's got him a 33% chance to win the race, and he hasn't been placed yet this prep. But every run suggests he's got the winner around the corner, and J-Mac may be able to get the best out of him today. But $3 is probably rock bottom for me. The 10 Cleverly certainly overs at double figures. I think she was very good winning her maiden, and former import. She'll run the trip. She keeps improving, and she's down in the weight. And I thought the three, Soldier of Love, just Josh Parr, Barrier 1, not a front runner. Tell you what, they won't want to go to sleep, because Josh will pull their pants down here around Warwick Farm, and Soldier of Love's rock hard fit racing well. So I'll go 4, 1, 10 and 3.
Right, we go to the fifth event, and here we've got a full field.
Yeah, Cozzy, the toppy Aperitif is at $9.50. A Cuban Sizzle at 12, Nangami $3.60, Echo Gem 5, Lemia Stray 13, Moccasin Miss at 7, Phoebe's Lass 31, Second Island 14, Dreaming for More at 11, Dolly's Dew $6, Mixed Blossom 34, and One Fire Beach is at $23. Well, guys, I can tell you that Moccasin Miss has been a notable firmer since the market opened. 8.50 into 7.50 this morning, but since then there's been a further move into $7. Outside of that, definitely have to respect the move for Dolly's Dew. 8.50 into 6.
Yeah, good speed in this race. I've just written lots of pace. Mixed Blossom from the inside. Then we're looking at horses. Maybe Moccasin Mist, Echo Gem certainly there. Cuban Sizzle working across. And Dreaming for More is drawn outside all that speed. So on paper here, Ray, plenty of pace in the fifth.
Yeah, I'm with Nangami, Paul. I just think she's going, she'll be up on that speed as you suggested, and hopefully she can just take a sit off them, because Her two wins at the provincials have been really impressive. She just looks a natural running type. She won by a margin on debut at Gosford, went back to that track at a next start and led throughout, got the job done again, beating Ariange and a subsequent winner in Hand Spun. Look, I think Lon Quinton's found a very nice filly in the making here. She's by Zoo Star, a lot of upside, three Nangami, a step up in grade, to be fair, but I think she's a filly progressing well and we'll get the job done here again. Four Echo Gem was solid first up at Kembla, then last start at the Kenzo, led for a long way, tired late, and just missed a place behind She's Furline. That was at 1300, coming back to 1200 metres. That suits her, and look, she's just a tough filly. Six Moccasin, Miss Andrew mentioned, has been good money for her. This mare's never far away, finds it hard to win, but she's always thereabouts, and she races particularly well here on her home track. She's had six races here at Warwick Farm for four placings. She's drawn to get the lovely run, and with the claim, she gets in well at the weights. And a nine, Dreaming for More. I thought she did a good job to win a Kembla Maiden first up on April 30, Paul. Outback Diva ran second that day, has come out and bolted in the next start, just the frank form. This is obviously a big step up in grade, going from a provincial maiden to a benchmark 70 midweek, but nice filly going places, Dreaming for More. In the fifth, three Nangami on top, 3, 4, 6 and 9.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with Nangami, 3, 10, 9 and 1. I didn't mention her in that speed battle there because I expected her to just drop in and take a trail, but you're right, Ray, she's been right on the bunny in both her wins. So she could end up there with the in the firing line as well, and I hope she probably takes a sit, but she may be able to absorb the pressure and still win. I suppose she's jumping from 11 to 1,200 if you're looking for any sort of negative, but the way she's won, the manner in which she's put them away, I think she's the real deal, and I think she'll handle this step up today. The $10 due, I respect the betting move for her. She's probably one of these few gallopers that'll get back off this hot speed and hit the line hard, as she did first up at Canberra, where she really rocketed home. She was near last on the turn, ran third. So she'll strip fitter for that. She's got five wins under her belt, and she just might be a bit too tough for these on the back of a fast run 1200. The nine, Dreaming for More, I did spot that Outback Diva form line there, Ray, that you found, and I think we've got to respect that because Outback Diva, she came out and won by half a straight there
big
on Saturday.
Win,
that yeah. was something else. The Friedman brothers have got one there on their hands, and number one, Aperitif from Barrier One. Look, you've got it. She's a Group 3 place-getter, this one, Ray. She's come up with Barrier 1, J-Mac, and, you know, she's almost a forgotten horse, I think. So I'll be throwing her into my multis and take her in the quaddie. 3, 10, 9 and 1.
Righto, we go to the next. And here we pull our 1, Polaris Jack, and 5, Yulong Emperor.
Impavido is at $14. Keep Up, 26. Cape Wickham, at 10. Vega, $4. Latin Light, 15. Vontaine is $6. Evo Pex, $14. Primitivo, $3.30. Sea Babe, $21. Carp Fever, $7.50. And the one down the bottom there, Le Cavalier, you can have $19 about its chances. Well, guys, this has probably been the quietest betting race of the day at the farm, to be honest with you. There haven't really been any moves to speak of. I can tell you that there has been some specking for Vontaine and also Carp Fever, who were double figures earlier in betting, but now into $6 and $7.50 respectively.
Yeah, another one interesting there, Andrew, Vontaine, because it's hard to find an obvious leader here, and Vontaine could be the one that takes up that role. Latin Light tends to roll along in front in his races, but generally over further, you know, he's more of a 2,000-plus horse. So I think it'll be between Latin Light and Vontaine to find the front. And maybe Vega just lobs into a gun trailing spot here, right?
And Paul, the blinkers are back on Primitivo. He has raced with them previously and got back. Do you think he could settle a little bit closer than normal today?
I think they'd be desperate to get him closer, but he, for whatever reason, he just seems to slip into reverse that first half of the race. And we saw it first up, and we saw it at Wagga when he got rolled at $1.35. So I've got him in the numbers, Ray, but gee, you've got to hold your breath early with this fella.
Yeah, take all that on board, because I've got Primitivo as best bet, but as you mentioned, if you were on him at Wagga, it was a horror show, wasn't he? Got a long, long way back and absolutely motored home late. I'm just hoping third up now, he's fit, he's ready to go, blinkers back on. I'm hoping he can just take closer order here, because his racing pattern is definitely his biggest negative. He's got more ability than most of these, but he just gets so far back, it gives him such a tough task to reel them in. But Look, I just think today, with the blinkers going on, I'm going to give him another chance, Primitivo. Got him on top. I think this is his race. 10, Primitivo on top. 4, Cape Wickham was scratched from Kembla yesterday in preference for this. And I can see where David Pfeiffer's coming from, because he was super unlucky at Kembla last start when he was held up behind runners, had to switch off heels, charged late, beaten a length into third spot. Corey Brown stays on Cape Wickham, drawn the nice gate, should get a good run here on his home track, and he's going well. He's rock hard fit and he won't be far away. The 6, Vega, broke through last start at Warwick Farm, a deserved win because his form all prep had been most consistent without winning. Again, he should get a nice run here. And the horse that Paul mentioned, the mare 8, Fontaine, likely to get on pace favours here. She's fitter now after 2 runs from the spell, and expecting her to run a much improved race now. She's up to her right sort of trip at the 1600. Paul, I'm taking the 10 Primitivo on trust. He's going to give you a heart attack at some stage, but I'm convinced he's the best horse in the race. I'm hoping he can reel him in race 6. 10 Primitivo on top from 4, 6 and 8.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Ray. I've got him in there, but I've only got him in for 4th. I mean, I'm sure he was the best horse at Wagga too, wasn't he? And somehow he made a meal of it and got beaten. I feel for the people that got the $1.35 there, because he should have won that by 10 lengths. I've gone 6, 8, 7 and 10. 6 on top, Vega. He's probably a horse who's never really been one of mine, but he's a trier. He's been racing in great form. And last start at Warwick Farm over this track and distance, I was on Jazzland, and I thought Josh Parr had given Jazzland a lovely ride. He hit the front at the right time, and just when I was lining up to collect my ticket, Vegas went straight past him and went right on with the job. So maybe Bjorn Baker's, you know, got him at his peak now, and I see him getting the run of the race from a soft gate. He goes only goes up 2 kilos on that win, and I've just got to believe what I saw there, and that was that Vega deserved that victory, and there's no reason he can't come out and repeat the dose today. I think Fontaine's the big query for me, because her 2 runs back have been pretty bad. She's been safely held, well beaten, and she's a lot better than that. She did win her Class 2 at Kembla by 7 lengths last campaign. And if she bounces back to that sort of form with Billy Owen in front, 56 kilos, I think she could definitely give a lot of cheek. Latin Light, number 7, I just think he's over the odds. I know he's coming back in trip, and he's still got the residual fitness there, and I think he'll bounce up near the pace. And Sam Clinton aboard, they won't want to give him any easy sectionals, or they just won't catch him. And number 10, Primitivo, well, he's in the numbers. If James McDonald can wave his magic wand and get this horse to concentrate, there's no doubt he'll win the race. But when you settle clear last and you spot the entire field to start, it's always a big task. And his record now of 1 win from 12 starts is starting to reflect that. I'll go 6, 8, 7 and 10.
Right, race 7, put a line through the 9, King Hewitt.
Destiny's Own is at $6.50. Snipes at 19. Balmain Boy, 41. Bring a Gem, 26. Sharaterra is the $2.70 favourite. Matawi at 12. El Mo, $8.50. Bravissimo at 17. Guy Pura, $8.50. And that's the same price for Palmateer. And As at 12. Catmosphere, 31. Fluidity, 26. And Luan is a $51 shot. Well, guys, at Destiny's Own, easily the best back runner in terms of money held, has hovered around that $7 to $6.50 mark today, was as much as $8 when the market first opened. Outside of that, the favourite, Sharaterra, very good support, $4.60 into $2.70.
Yeah, Andrew, I think Destiny's Own can lead. He just struck some bother coming out of the gate first up, and he'd been leading in his trial, so I think with Billy Owen 3 kilos off, you can mark Destiny's Own as your leader here. Snipes, the horse up from Victoria, should work across, maybe sit outside Destiny's Own. And then kicking up will be the likes of Charatira, should get a lovely run on my map. And Catmosphere not far away either. So probably, you know, reasonably run 1,400 in the last, right?
Yeah, I'm with Charatira, Paul, because as you mentioned, he just maps so well here, Daphne. And both his runs back have been super. He was placed 2nd behind the smart filly Kylie at Gosford, and then last start at Ramaki, whipped around the field in the home turn, stormed to the front, got a little tired late on Anzac Day. Bare Naked Lady kicked back well, but he always had her covered, scored comfortably by a half length. Bare Naked Lady then stepped out in the Scone Guineas last Saturday, Paul, and was really, really competitive in that race. So look, I think the form around Chartier is excellent. He's 3rd up, 1400 metres, gets the right run from gate 2, ticks all the boxes, short enough now at about the 270, but he's on top for mine. The one, Destiny Zone, a really solid comeback effort by Destiny Zone at Warwick Farm behind Ron Star and Up Trumps 2 weeks ago. He can only improve off that, and with the claim, he gets in well at the weights. The 7, El Mo, I'm throwing this horse in at odds, Paul, because 2 runs back, he was really tough winning the town plate at Wellington from Anna's Joy, who came out in one of the City Next start. Last start, things didn't go right from at Hawkesbury at the standalone. He's back for the midweeks. He's well-placed here after the claim for Samantha Clinton, who's riding so well, and I think he's one at odds to throw in your multiples. And similarly, the 2 Snipes, as Paul suggested, he'll bounce up on the speed here from the gates, and he'll be in the box seat all the way, and he's a tough horse. And that Brent Stanley stable, as I mentioned, whenever they bring horses to Sydney, they invariably race well, so I'm not letting him under my guard. In the last 5, Charatera on top, 5, 1, 7, and 2.
Yeah, I've gone 5, 1, 10, and 6. I'm with Charatera on top for all the reasons you've outlined. Gun run, in form. Only had missed a place once from 5 starts, and he was extremely unlucky on that occasion behind Gongs. So I don't think he'll let you down at all today. If you want to concentrate on him in your multis or quaddies, he's certainly the horse to beat. Destiny Zone can be the big improver. Just that early strike that he struck that really took him out of his comfort zone there first up, and stuck on well to finish 3rd behind Ron Star. And I'm expecting sharp improvement today. He does drop 3 kilos with the claim for Billy Owen into the same grade of race. The 10 Guipere for James Cummings and James McDonald, she could be a huge improver here. First up, just got too far back on the Kensington track. Impossible to make up that much ground, but she made a good fist of it late to only go down 2 lengths. And she's second up here, and off a softer gate, if James McDonald can keep her a bit closer to the action, I think she can be a major player. And number 6, Matawi, first up, Chris Waller. He was gelded prior to last campaign. He came out and won first up and third up. So you've got to keep him very safe, fresh, I think, this time in. 5, 1, 10, and 6 for me in the lucky last, Sean.
All right. Now, Andrew, what's been best back today?
Well, today, Cozzy, without a doubt, the best back runner at Warwick Farm has been earlier in the card, and that's race 2, number 6, Smart Horse. As much as $4.60 when the market opened, $3.90 this morning, now $2.90 equal favourite.
Brent Stanley, okay. Good on you, Andrew. Talk to you through the day.
Cheers, Cozzy.
Now, Ray Thomas, what have you found today?
Yeah, I'm with Primitivo, race 6, number 10. Like, one day everything's going to go right for him, isn't it? I'm hoping it's today. He's definitely the best horse in the race, and I'm hoping, as Paul suggested, that J-Mac might come to weave his magic wand here and get him home. Race 6, number 10, Primitivo.
All right. Ray, what do you like? Paul, rather, what do you like?
Well, as it turns out, I'm going to take Ray on, which I never like to do, but I've got race 6, number 6, Vega. It's almost the exact opposite of Primitivo. He's probably limited in ability, but he's in the right spot at the moment, doing everything right, and he'll be in the right spot. So it's going to be a really interesting clash between those two, but I'll stick solid with Vega. Race 6, number 6.
All right, Ray, Paul, have a top day, and we'll talk to you both soon.
Thanks, Sean. See you, Paul. See you, Ray.